aggravating things and situations. Sometimes you are just cruising along without a care in the world and boom, something happens. Sometimes it is so tragic it just stays with you for the rest of your life, like the death of a loved one. Other times it is something which is very annoying which you have a hard time fixing. I have lost loved ones, a lot of them, and will never get over it, but I have also had some really annoying problems which were a problem fixing. I remember one which took me 6 months to fix. It happened when my credit numbers went into the basement and I couldn't figure out why. When I checked with one of the credit companies, I was amazed to find there was a bankruptcy on the report which was not mine. On top of that, they listed the name of the person which clearly was not me. You would think this would be easy to fix. I went back and forth for all those months until finally they straightened things out. One of the problems I have heard about was a person with a mental illness signing up for every service on the internet that came their way. It wasn't noticed until the bills started to become due after they died. It was hard to figure out what was signed up for to cancel the loved one's accounts, and some of the companies made this very hard to do. Sometimes you had to go onto a website which seemed purposely designed to prevent you from finding out how to quit the service. I think there should be some kind of law or at least regulation that all websites that sell a service have the means to cancel it on the front page. I also realize these sites are from all over the world, so it would probably take a treaty of some kind. It is about time this sort of thing, along with false advertising, be punished. I remember one problem I had with a car. It would run fine and then not start. I took it to the mechanic on several different occasions and he told me he fixed it by making adjustments. Yeah, sure. Anyway, I finally had to take things into my own hands, having been a motor sergeant in the army. It was years ago, so there's some wires I decided to test, and to my amazement, one wire from the coil which looked fine was broken inside the insulation and was only making intermittent contact. It was one of those things which only through an examination and testing of the wires would have been found, since it looked fine. There is no doubt about it, human beings sometimes get annoyed. You are driving down a busy parkway and get behind a car which is only doing 30 miles per hour on a 65 miles per hour road. You want to get past it, but the traffic in the left lane is solid and no one is letting you in even though you have your signal on. This will aggravate most of us. You say to yourself, why would anyone bother to get onto the parkway if they wanted to drive that slow? I have never found the answer to that question. I think some doctors can be very annoying, and I stopped going to one because he insisted on overbooking. You would get an appointment for say 2 p.m. and by 4 p.m. you would still be waiting to be seen. I remember one time I was finally brought to an exam room and was still there an hour later without seeing the doctor. I complained and found out they had forgotten I was there. This just added insult to injury, and that was it for me with this guy. Many of the same things annoy all of us, or at least most of us. It is said scientists have not dedicated a single field to annoyances to humans. Perhaps that might be a good field of study. Could there be a cure for us found which would eliminate being annoyed? Maybe eventually we could get a vaccination against annoyances? I know, it doesn't look like there is much of a chance of that. The workplace can be full of annoyances at times. They can be due to unfair treatment, dangerous situations, or other reasons. Since there are so many different types of employment, what might be an annoyance to one may not exist for another. I believe there are some overlaps, however. If we look at law enforcement, they have some unique situations, but there are some that are the same for others, such as being assigned to a shift that isn't liked. I remember at one job I was assigned to a 3-to-11 shift which I hated. I was a young man and I felt it was ruining my life, so I changed to the night shift which was a little better. The day shift was not available. This annoyance could be true for any jobs that have shifts. One of the problems we humans have is sometimes we get very annoyed at such small problems. When we step back and look at what we are annoyed at, it seems laughable. I was dressing to go out somewhere. I had to be dressed nice. As I was getting dressed, I just couldn't get my shirt collar button to go through the buttonhole no matter how hard I tried. I guess I could have left it open and just pulled the tie knot up to cover that, but I got so annoyed I spent a long time trying to button it. I finally succeeded, but looking back it was ridiculous for me to go all through that. Even my fingers were sore. One of the places to really get aggravated at is on a plane. There always seems to be someone who just wants his or her seat in the reclining position the entire flight and they seem to get into the seat in front of you. I remember a man in front of me. I was with my dear wife at the time and he was hollered at several times by the stewardess for doing it when it was not allowed. That is one of the punishments when you sit in economy class. Then there is the problem of reducing the distances between the seats there, making things even more aggravating. There are plenty of ways we can get aggravated, but these ways would bother most of us.